Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here speaking with my good friend Jared Oliphant. Today we're going to be speaking about the new Reader's Bible, six-volume set from the ESV from our good friends at Crossway. Welcome to the program, Jared. Tell us about this new series. This is a great set.
Yeah, thanks, Camden. This is great. You may have heard about this Bible set, and what I want to do is just set up a little bit of a contrast to start out. The last time that I did a review on here, this was back in February, I think. It was for another ESV Bible. It was the ESV Interleaved Bible.
Yeah.
And so you can find that on the site if you want to check it out. But most of the benefits with that Bible were pretty much functional. You can take notes on it. You can journal through it. It can act as your own kind of lifelong commentary if you want. A lot of functional things that you can do. But with this Bible set, the ESV Readers, the Crossway ESV Readers Bible, it's six volume. This Bible set, every aspect of it is for really one purpose, and that's to help you get immersed in the process of just reading the words on the page. It's a reader's Bible. That's why they call it that. And so that means taking out everything in other Bibles that can be distracting, that can kind of distract your eye. So they've taken out chapter and verse numbers. They've taken out chapter headings, the cross references that you see in other Bibles. So your eye only sees the text in front of you. And they do include like natural section headings, but you'll go for pages and pages without seeing those. So they're, like I said, they're natural section headings. They don't come up, every page or so. So that's really the idea behind it. The philosophy is they want you to read it in the most kind of ideal way as possible. Take out all the distractions that can sometimes come with Bible reading. And like I said, for other Bibles, those might be a good thing, those distractions, because they distract you to certain things intentionally. But with this, the focus is really purely on the text.
A couple of years ago, I remember a really popular Kickstarter project.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is a direct result of that, but I imagine it is, because there was a lot of interest for a set like this, where the books of the Bible, would be a 5 or 6 volume set where the Bible itself would be divided up. We have it here in 6 parts as Pentateuch, and then the historical books, then poetry, prophets, Gospels and Acts, and then the Epistles and Revelation. And they're printed like really high quality classic books, like cloth bound on really high quality paper, good printing, but in a way in which it would look more like a traditional piece of literature, and therefore promote reading it as such. We think about the old, how the Bible was given. It was given on scrolls, and you didn't have chapter and verse markers. And because of the nature of a scroll, you're forced to read beginning to end. You have to unroll the scroll. And then with the invention of the codex, which is what we typically call a book, you know, where we have all these pages folded and bound in a way, you can jump around through the text in a way that you couldn't with a scroll. That's an advantage if we're going to look for one particular section and try to read it. And then with the invention or the addition of chapter and verse markers, it even promotes it even more. But then it can also, when we only approach the Bible that way, start to atomize the text, where you lose sight of the flow of the narrative. And so they're restoring some of that, even in the way that they print these books, to try to encourage us to read, the Gospels from beginning to end, for example.
Yeah, that's right. That's a really good point. And from what I heard, I don't really know how to fact check this, but from what I heard, that this Bible was actually planned earlier than that Kickstarter project that you mentioned. So I don't know. I don't know which came first. It may have been that the Kickstarter was planned even, 3 years prior to that. I have no idea which came first. But they were more or less kind of simultaneous in planning, in one sense, at least as far as like the public goes and its perception.
Yeah. But
the planning took such a long time. So part of what's interesting about this reader set is that philosophy of taking out distractions gets applied even to the physical properties of each volume. Because maybe we don't realize it, but even the physical characteristics of books can sometimes be distracting if they're not done well. And so the typeface or the font was chosen for optimal readability. They went with a particular type of paper from Sweden that has, you know, a certain kind of touchability.
And it's 104 microns thick, which I'm very happy to say, because if I have paper that's 105 or 103, it's just a problem. But this is one the book
those
says
microns.
It those microns. Yeah, 104
it's a sweet
microns.
Spot of the microns. That's right. Yeah.
It's a Munken premium cream uncoated paper from Sweden.
So obviously that took some planning. They literally searched internationally for all these elements. The printing and the binding of the volumes is from a printing press in Italy.
Yeah.
They used a particular kind of glue so the book doesn't close on you as you read it. So that obviously helps with readability. So the effort that went into this is pretty amazing. And I should mention, you know, given all that, the most obvious challenge to this Bible would be the price, I think. And the second maybe being its size. Maybe I'll comment on the size first. But the best way to think about it as far as what you're looking at for your library is, and I did this, if you take Greg Beale's Revelation Commentary, Beale's a New Testament Biblical Theology, and then the third and the fourth volume of Bovink's Reformed Dogmatics, and you stick all those on the side, then that's pretty much exactly what you would find as far as size wise.
Not in terms of height, but in terms of thickness.
In terms of height. Yeah.
No, thickness.
In terms of length, yeah. Yeah, right. Well, I'm just talking about the overall dimensions, basically the box that you get.
Right. Like if it's on the shelf, that's how much shelf space it would take. But these books aren't as tall as like, you know, some of those bigger books. That's what I'm saying. And so.
No, right. That's exactly right.
Right. Yeah. And so. Yeah, this isn't obviously a Bible you're going to take to church. Maybe. I mean, you could take one volume if your pastor is preaching through the text. And there is an index at the end of each volume. So if you do need to quickly find a particular chapter at the end of each of these bindings, like I'm looking here on the page 370 of the Gospels edition, I can see the book of Mark. And they say if you want to find chapter 9, then you need to go to page 105. But when you go to page 105... There's nothing. I mean, there's no chapter or verse marker. So you could use it, I suppose, in a church, but it's not meant for that. At least in my experience, this is on the shelf near my little reading seat at home in the living room, and I'll go and grab the volume and sit down and read it for half an hour or an hour. And that's, you know, straight through. And that's that. I mean, it's not the kind of Bible you're going to sit down and do like an inductive Bible study with. And it's probably not the Bible you're going to tote around just because of the size, but is the kind of Bible you're going to sit and read as literature and read it in that way.
Yeah. So if you prefer just kind of one Bible that you take everywhere and do all things with, then you're going to have some sacrifices here and there, but you're going to have the convenience of having one taken everywhere. If you're on board with the philosophy of maybe there are different kinds of Bibles for different purposes that are really suited towards those, then you'll definitely be getting behind this. But like I said, I mean, the price is definitely a factor. I think on the site, it retails for about $200. But the good thing, the reason we're doing the recording now is Westminster Bookstore knocked that price down to 50% off. So it's only $100 right now for the whole month of December. They're having that sale. So hopefully that helps you out a little bit if you're looking at this. But this would be... I mean, I would think of this as, you know, like a long-term investment, Bible investment. This is something that you'll hopefully keep for a long time. It's something that will, you know, give back to you that you'll want to kind of treasure in that way. So in that sense, the price doesn't, you know, is somewhat reflective of both the quality and the long-term value that this thing has.
Yeah, I love the set. You know, and I bought the copy myself using that sale. And it comes in a nice slipstream case. So all six volumes slide into this special box, and you can place that, you know, on your desk or in a bookshelf. Even if you don't have a bookshelf for these, the case kind of serves as its own bookshelf, and it's very handy that way. If you're looking for something that's just a single volume, there is a similar Bible. I don't know if we've spoken about it before in the program, but I have a copy of the ESV Reader's Bible, and you can get that in single volumes, and it's similar. But there are some more markings in that Bible. It's still highly readable, but the font size, the typeface, is only a 9.5 points, so it's smaller. If you want something that's more readable, something that you're going to enjoy just sitting down and reading as you would a great piece of literature, but in this case, reading a piece of literature that's been inspired by the living God and he continues to speak through, then this is the set for you, the 6-volume set.
Yeah.
And I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are a couple of links that maybe I'll send you, Camden, that we can throw on the site. One is a video from Crossway that just kind of explains all this, and you'll see the visuals. I mean, some of the things that they explain as far as the printing press goes and the paper, you really kind of have to see that to get, you know, what we've been talking about.
Right.
But overall, really love it. I mean, for me, someone who grew up in the church and, you know, has read the Bible a decent amount since I was a little kid. And I am seeing things that I didn't see before just because of the way that I am reading this text, the flow of it, you know, really kind of adds a story, especially like the Gospels. I'm seeing them in a new way in one sense. So really recommend it.
Yeah. Me too. Well, all this information will be online. We'll have links to the important things in the episode description. But you can also check out crossway.org, do a little bit of a search for ESV Reader's Bible 6-volume set, and you'll find information there. But we encourage you to take advantage while the time is still nigh. You can find the set for 50% off at WTSBooks.com. Jared, thanks so much for joining us, and we hope you join us again next time on Reformed Media Review. But until next time, pick up and read.